Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right here on Alice. Now, I've always thought that these e-bikes, much like just a bicycle. Now, I know you can get hurt on a bicycle, but not to the degree that you end up in the hospital for several days with major broken bones.
Unless you're extreme and you're going off a cliff.
Exactly. You're mountain biking, maybe, and you go off a cliff 200 feet. Okay, you got a problem, right?
Yeah. So I was reading about these because I guess a lot of people are getting hurt about them.
Simon Cowell, the story came out from the weekend that he broke his back. I mean, the guy's in bad shape in the hospital. Had to put a rod in his back. He's been missing America's Got Talent. We're talking about the story at the boss's office yesterday, and it turns out that one of our own employees here in the building had a similar accident over the weekend and in really bad shape. Two broken bones, major bones.
Yeah, so I had a little, like, it wasn't a moped, but it was pretty fast. And my dad bought it. It was from, like, the 30s, 40s, 50s. I don't know. It was really old. It looks really old. But you pedal it, and then you give it gas. And it's a motorcycle, basically, that you start with pedals. It's just bizarre.
It's kind of the same, right?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of is, you know. And so I think what happens is these suckers go faster than people expect. That's what the only thing I can. And then it does say one of the flaws is that if you start it in a high gear, it jolts out from under you and goes.
Well, Simon Cowell, after his accident and then he comes to at the hospital, the first thing he said was, if you're going to buy an e-bike, you'd better read the manual.
Yeah.
And you'd better practice because these things will get out of control on you.
Yeah, I know.
Is it wild?
And he has a broken back with a rod in his back in his driveway. He wasn't even on a mountain. He wasn't even in a, you know, like in a canyon. He wasn't on a trail. He was in a paved driveway.
My perception of the e-bike was that it's just no more than just a standard bicycle.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt about it. It wasn't like a scooter. I know you can get hurt on a scooter. You can get really hurt on an ATV. I mean, I get it. But I never looked at an e-bike like that.
In fact, it's an old people's bike, to be honest with you. And if you remember, our boss came in and he said, I heard you talking about an e-bike. He's from North Carolina or South Carolina or somewhere. And I said, yeah, I was. And he rides his bike in every day because he thinks it's a professional bike, I suppose. Anyway, and he goes, I heard you talk about an e-bike. And I said, yeah, I was. I said, my son loves to mountain bike, but obviously I'm not fit enough to keep up with him. And he's like, you need to get one of those when you're 70, not at your age. Those are old people bikes.
Now, look. I know that our big boss pedals in every day.
It does, yeah. And looks down on others like myself.
But Jamie and I have never really seen his bike. I've got a sneaky suspicion here that he rides an e-bike.
Oh, maybe he was covering up.
Yes, he is.
Ah.
That's why he said what he said. Yeah. He's riding an e-bike. We got to demand to see that bicycle.
Because here's my fear about getting an e-bike is my son loves to do the trails and stuff and he wants me to go with him. Well, and I want to participate with my kid. Don't get me wrong. But what if the battery runs out and I actually have to ride it? That's the terrifying part.
And you're going uphill.
Yeah,
can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, what if that happens?
You're so right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.